also ceased from his own works as God did from his. So I like to teach the Bible every morning so that I can enter into the rest of God, ceasing from my works and entering into his works. And his works are not just things like Bible studies. People are like, what can I do? Do all the works of God. You living righteously as an example of the righteousness of Christ is a work of God. It is a work of God. Let your light so shine before men. The works of God are that you would love your neighbors. That you, and remember, there's a scripture in the Old Testament, in the law, in Leviticus, it says, I forgot the exact verse right now, but you can look it up. Thou shalt not hate thy neighbor in thine heart. You know, if you see your neighbor sin or commit iniquity, you will rebuke your neighbor. Just look it up in your concordance. Rebuke, hate. You will rebuke him if you see him sin a sin. It says if your neighbor sins, you should rebuke him. Because if you don't, you hate him. Think about that. That's quite a standard of love, even in the Old Testament. And so when you see a brother in iniquity, it's, we need to, you know, and so sometimes, because sometimes people think love means just, well, I would never say anything sharp. I just want to say smooth things. I just want to say nice things. I just want people to feel good. That's love. Isn't it love to make people feel good? I mean, even if they're going to hell, they might as well be comfortable, right? And I say that in a very, I say that in a figurative sense about going to hell, because anyone who knows my doctrine knows I believe that we will all go to hell as Christ went to hell. But he will raise us up from hell, from the grave, from in the ground. He will raise us up and we will live again. And we will all be judged, the righteous and the unrighteous. And those that have been judged righteousness shall go away into everlasting life. And those who are judged unrighteous are going to be going away into everlasting punishment, which is the second death, which is like the first death, without thought, without consciousness, it is death. So there remains rest, and we cease from our works and as God did from his. We cease from our own works, like God rested from his works. But God works every day now, so to speak. But really, his works were finished from the foundation of the world, as it is written. He finished the works before he even began them, because they were already set in his mind. But God rested for a sign to us, that we should rest, and not be consumed with our deeds, our own personal deeds, but to work the works of God. Like Jesus said, is it lawful to save life on the Sabbath day, or to take it away? Verse 11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Like I said before, and this goes back, they were afraid of giants in the land and they did not want to enter in. So we want to labor, work to enter into God's rest. There is work in it. We labor in it. It is work because we are, you know, we are his priests. We are his elect. We are his saints. We enter in to his rest through labor. Because, you know, the elect work as the priests would work on the Sabbath. You know, don't you know that the priests profane the Sabbath and are blameless? The priests cut wood on the Sabbath, kill animals on the Sabbath. They do all kinds of things on the Sabbath that anyone else were to do would be illegal. Because they were all doing the service of the altar and the service of the house of God. And like they would go in and teach or whatever in the synagogues and read and do things that were work. And so we also work to enter into God's rest. Right now I'm working. This is work. The rest of God is labor. Because it is not a rest, an arbitrary rest. It is a rest from sin, from the covetousness of this world, from, you know, the desires of things and from lust. We need to lay all that down. Because some of it is necessary for life, right? We have to work to put food on the table to feed our children and so on and so forth, right? If we have children, our spouses, we have responsibilities to people. We, you know, in the current society I live in, I don't think I could, like, I couldn't not drive my car. It would take quite a bit of, I wouldn't know what to do if I had to, if I had no car. I would be hard pressed to feed my family. It would be quite a labor. I mean, just the walking to town, you know, right? I don't have animal, I don't have horses or animals or anything. And the town's 10 miles away. You know, I can't walk down to the grocery store. I guess I could get a cab, but that would be, that'd be more expensive than having a car, especially out here. So, I have to, until, unless I, the thing is, to get rid of my car would take more work than keeping it. Meaning I'd have to consume myself more in this world to try to become self-sufficient than just simply going along with the manner of this world, which is get a car, go to the grocery store, buy your food. If I was going to convert over to, all right, we're going to raise our own food here, we're never going to leave, we're going to stick around, we're going to produce just enough electricity to run the computer once a day, you know, we're going to do this, that, the other, you know, I was going to do that. It would be so much labor to get us set like that. You know, it's almost easier just to go the other way. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. As I'm going over, I'm like, well, because I always found that very attractive. But my point is, it was in relation to this verse. The labor of life to supply all those things. Every day, we need to step back from that and enter into God's rest. And so even while we do it, we are still resting in Him. Meaning, let's rest from iniquity and sin as we go about our daily lives. And let's also take our minds and hearts off of the importance of all the things that we think are important in this world. You know, our this, that, the other. I don't have many important things, so it's hard for me to think of it. You know, our cars, you know, I think of my cars because it's the only thing I have, and they're all very old, you know. And I have to take care of them. And the car I routinely drive is like 25 years old. Yeah, 25 years old. And so, you know, I have to maintain the thing, you know. And other people, you know, other people, oh, we need our plasma screen TV. I don't have any of that. You know, and the things that they are wanting and possessing and needing –